ESPN reminding you that roses are perfect to send for any occasion, whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, or just to brighten somebody's day. And when it comes to quality and value, nothing beats 1-800-Flowers.com. Flowers are always fresh and beautiful, as you know, guaranteed to deliver a smile every time. Now, with roses, numbers are important. A dozen is great, 24 obviously is better, but 36 is remarkable. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about this exclusive offer from 1-800-Flowers.com. 36 stunning multicolored roses for just $36. An abundant bouquet of 36 roses. It's an incredible value. Limited time offer, though, so order today for that somebody special. And just think of their reaction when this huge bouquet arrives. I've seen it. 36 roses, an incredible value, and more importantly, a smile on the face of someone special. Remember, this 36 roses for $36 offer is only available this week. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter Scott. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Scott, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700. Catch me weekdays at 7 a.m. ESPN Radio 1700.
AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Big
Mac, David McKelvin, and myself, Ryan White. We are here in studio with our former San Diego Padre, Steve Finley. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Steve, two-time All-Star, five-time Golden Glove winner, one of only eight players in the 300-300 club. What's that mean?
300 homers, 300 stolen bases.
Well, and a world champion winner.
2001.
2001. Wow. Against the Yankees.
Got them back for kicking our butts in 98 here with San Diego.
I appreciate that. Additionally, Ryan Meacham, Director of Marketing for Cornerstone Wealth Management. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for letting me be here. And I say, Steve, we're not going to probably see a Padre do that anytime soon, unfortunately.
Well, let's hope so. You know, I think they're going in the right direction now with the new ownership, and their minor league is one of the tops in baseball. So I think they're going to turn into something like the Tampa Bay Devil Rays here in the near future, where they're just, you know, a lot of homegrown great talent. And then once it gets to the big league, supplement a few players here and there, and then they're off and rolling.
Fantastic.
Wow.
I hope so.
Good times ahead for the Padres, huh?
Let's hope.
Okay. Ryan Meacham comes to us from Cornerstone Wealth Management. They're a family law office here in San Diego with access to a variety of kind of off the beaten path investments that I found to be really unique in our pre-radio show conversations.
Yeah, we're not a family law office. We're more of a family office, but close.
Thank you. Family office. Excuse me. Big difference there.
Well, I think the most important thing here is that you guys work with the ultra rich.
Yeah, in most cases, I'd say 85% of our clients are north of a $5 million net worth or investable net worth. But we do have some of the clients that are a little bit smaller than that, typically we can get them into some of those unique investments without the high net worth.
Well, what I think people like to hear are the things that they can't necessarily have access to that the super wealthy have access to. And that's really what you're here to talk about, some of the investments, those elite investments with some, well, we can't really state what kind of return they're getting, but pretty substantial returns based on the fact that they've, with the volume of money that people are investing, they get a better return in some cases.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of people now, you know, as the economy's kind of done what it's done, the what I hear the most is kind of, where do I hide? What do I do now? I don't trust the stock market. It's so volatile. It's up, it's down. And you know, we put our clients' money in the stock market, but again, not a majority of it, not even a significant amount of it. So it really comes down to, you know, where can I hide? And what we specialize in is those private exclusive investments. You know, how do you gain access to the private exclusive investments? And you know, in any given economy, somebody's losing money and somebody's making money.
Exactly. And that's what your focus is that you look at certain areas, and whether it's real estate or whether it's stocks or whatever it is, you guys are on the return, and right. that's what you're providing for your clients.
Right. So if you think about it, you know, if the real estate market, let's just use real estate because everyone's familiar with real estate, but if you are 100% in real estate and all of a sudden real estate crashes like it did in 2007 and 8, all you want to do is buy more real estate. But it doesn't make any sense to sell the real estate that you have that's currently depreciated to buy depreciated real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So what we try to do is we try to be on both sides of that transaction,
mm-hmm.
and say if real estate's done horrible, maybe the stock market's done great, or maybe commodities have done great, and we can sell one to buy the other, and typically sell out of strength to buy into weakness. And that's kind of the whole strategy right there.
So ahead of us today on the show, former San Diego Padre Steve Finley is now in the insurance business. He's going to talk to us about the 10 most common mistakes people make surrounding life insurance. And you're now with Afeda, right? Aren't
yes.
you, Steve?
Yeah, I do business development with Afeda. And, you know, it was kind of a gradual process after my career was done, a couple of years of just kind of sitting around. And one of my really close friends who had been a top insurance agent in the country for the last 30 years almost talked me into getting my license and doing business development. He felt like I could open some doors that he couldn't. And it's been a work in progress, and I really enjoy business in general, and this was a perfect fit for me, and I've really enjoyed my learning this business and meeting all sorts of people out there.
You know, and that's one of the things we talked a little bit off air was that, you know, you got in this business because it's a people business, and you know, you were in the people business in a sense when you played ball for the Padres, because you know, you did a lot for the fans. They enjoyed the whole process. You did a lot for San Diego, and now, in a lot of ways, you're dealing one-on-one with a lot of people, and you're still interacting with a lot of people. So, you know, what's great about this is that, you know, if you're a fan of Steve Finley, you know, you can actually reach him and, you know, do business with him now.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it has been a pleasure getting to know a lot of people that I never would have, learning how business works, how cutthroat it can be, how great it can be at the same time. It's been a wonderful process so far, and I enjoy meeting more people. And you can reach me on via my website at stevefinley.com or via my email, which is on the website, or stevef@afeda.com. It's real simple.
Also on Steve's website is the list of the top 10 mistakes or best things you can do in terms of buying insurance, also listed on his website. We won't get through them all, and we're going to be covering a lot of information. So there's a resource for you. Go to his website, stevefinley.com, for more information. So when we're talking about life insurance, you mentioned there's 10 or so. I would imagine there's probably more than 10, but we've narrowed it down to, let's say, 10. Are these in any particular order, as number one the most important and number 10 the least, or just kind of jumbled in there?
I think they're all jumbled in. I mean, looking at every aspect of your insurance contract is super important. You know, I think we talked about what number one is
beneficiaries,
you know, and so many people, you know, if you named your estate your beneficiary of your life insurance policy, there's a good chance that's going to be taxed depending on what state you're in. It's going to be taxed. Whereas typically life insurance, if it's given to your family, a charity, a beneficiary's named, it is not a taxable event. And a lot of people, you'd be surprised, make that mistake.
Well, what does that mean to name your estate? What does an estate mean in this context?
Well, if you set up a trust, mm-hmm. If you set up somewhere where you're naming your trust as the beneficiary, or I want to make sure I say this right.
I mean, the bottom line is that really what you're saying is that you know how to help people avoid paying unnecessary taxes.
Exactly, exactly. Life insurance can become a taxable event if it's not set up properly, and that's one of the things that we are experts at, is making sure that happens, and you're going to benefit the most of the life insurance the way it's set up.
And when Steve says his company's experts at, I think he's underlining a little bit. I mean, these guys are amazing at what they do. I have an opportunity to work with them. They really do top notch work. They know what they're doing, and they can take a current policy somebody has and just tear it to pieces.
is that common that someone is to name the estate as the beneficiary?
I wouldn't think so, but you know, a lot of people
do it.
I mean, people do it. I mean, when you're talking about a term policy, one that's maybe not as sophisticated, that's very simple, it's an easy mistake to make. You know, you want to take care of your family. A lot of things you can do online now. You fill out the forms online, and maybe you don't have an expert or someone, a professional, looking over your shoulder to make sure you're doing the right thing. So it's always important to have a professional at least look at everything you're doing to make sure you have everything set up properly the way it should be.
We are on with Steve Finley, business development for Afeda Insurance Company here. His website, stevefinley.com. And the helpline here, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. Now, you mentioned, Steve, having the policy reviewed. Yeah, I would imagine that's something that Afeda will do, right?
You do that for free, right?
Well, yeah. You want to review anyone's policy that wants to have it looked at. I mean, that's a way to generate another life insurance policy, because that's a one area that, you should check your policy every 3 years.
Every 3 years?
Yeah, every 3 years you should have it reviewed just to make sure, one, you could, you know, you have the wrong policy that meets your needs at that time.
Right.
Maybe you've made a whole lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of time. There's a wording in contracts that say if you're late on some guaranteed contracts that were done the last 7-8 years, if you're late on a payment 1 month or however you do your premiums annually, that you can be kicked from table one rates, which you're paying right then, to table three rates, which could be three times as much in a premium.
Wow.
And mm-hmm. and a lot of people don't even realize that. They keep paying their same premium, but it starts eating up the cash value of permanent insurance, keeps mm-hmm. eating up the cash value. So there's a lot of potential mistakes.
Well, you know, as a guy who lived his career based on contracts, right, one would think you're pretty good at reading them. And when it comes to insurance contracts, I mean, these guys, and a lot of times when it comes to the payout, they want to figure out how they don't have to pay out. And I think what you're really saying with this free policy review that you're talking about is that you're able to go over the contract, make sure that it, you know, if it's good, it's good. If it's not good, then maybe you can make some recommendations.
Absolutely, and absolutely. And that's our goal, you know, is to make sure that each person has the correct insurance that meets their needs, their family's needs, and that when they pass away, their family will be taken care of.
I can't imagine that people have their insurance policies reviewed every 3 years. I mean, I don't mean to say that they shouldn't. I agree with you, they should. But are you finding that people really do that?
No.
Okay, that's what I figured. That's what I figured.
One simple answer, no.
All you have to do is look at my shelf, right? I think I had mine like 5 or 6 years ago, and they came in, took some tests and stuff like that, and then, you know, the policy's sitting up there, and it's on auto pay and stuff like that. But honestly, a lot has changed. And frankly, I should take you up on that and get it reviewed.
There's so many better policies out there now anyway. We took an individual that had an $8 million policy.
Is that a big one?
That's a big one.
That's a death benefit?
We've done everything from $2 to $100 million. I mean, we have several Forbes-listed families that we've done $100 million policies for. We work with Northern Trust. We work with UBS. We're licensed with both of those companies. So we deal with all range of wealth, from someone who is worth several million to hundreds of millions.
Yeah, I mean, that's you guys work together a lot, right? Ryan Meacham,
yeah.
You know, from Cornerstone, you guys work with really clients that have a $5 million and up net worth, minimum of, well, did you say 10 or 5? What is that?
Well, the stated is 10, but we do have, you know, I'd say 80% of them are over the $5 million mark. But again, like I said, we have clients that are, you know, $100,000 that we are still getting access to some of these investments.
Right, like as a family office pool, isn't that right?
Kind of, yeah. It's a vehicle we can use to gain access to. I mean, we could buy a radio station. We can buy an apartment complex. I mean, really, there's no, because we're independent, there's really no threshold we couldn't cross with that. But yeah, we do a lot of stuff with Steve and his company.
Well, whenever I looked at what they do, and if you review, you know, you kind of review a company's how much they've made for their clients, and you go back to 2008 through when the whole downtime was, their down was very small. Because they invested, I mean, they had these offbeat investments, you know, housing, apartment complexes. People are still paying rent,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so, and it kind of balances out the downside of mm-hmm. the stock market.
Safe
so.
Investments.
It's kind
yeah,
of frustrating
sure.
because, you know, in a market where most of the economy is down and out, you know, in this case, a lot of times, you know, the rich get richer, right? I mean,
sure.
because people like you are watching the market and they're moving the money in a different direction.
We're on with Steve Finley going over the 10 most common life insurance mistakes. We've made it through one so far. And when we come back, we're going to have Tiffany Hazelar, Dedicated Credit Repair. She's going to speak about the difference between a legit and a non-legit credit repair company. We're going to continue going through Steve's top 10 list and eventually jump over to Ryan and talk about some of those exclusive investments that Cornerstone has in store. All ahead of us when we come back.
The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills, any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today. 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235. Or go online, sandiegobankruptcy.us. 800-997-1235.
This is Lisa with the McDonald Legal Group. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Just having an estate plan or trust in place isn't always enough to make difficult times less challenging for you and your family. Life is full of change. This is why it's so important to have your estate documents reviewed regularly. Contact my attorney, Jared Causa, with Neil Diamant Law Firm, and find out if a review of your estate plan is needed. 619-238-1712. Since life changes so quickly, make sure your estate is properly handled. 619-238-1712 for your free consultation. Just mention Mr. Credit. 619-238-1712.
Have you been arrested recently? Are you facing a DUI or criminal charges? Are you losing sleep at night because you just don't know what to do? Melissa Bobrow is a criminal defense attorney who is not afraid to go to trial and do whatever it takes to defend her clients. Call her now for a free consultation at 619-800-5434. That's 619-800-5434. Melissa Bobrow, there to help you with the worst problem of your life. Get your free consultation. 619-800-5434. That's 619-800-5434.
Let's not get too...
It's in the numbers, though.
No, I'm not going to get lost in numbers. It was just...
We're back. ESPN 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. In studio, former San Diego Padre Steve Finley going over his 10 most common life insurance mistakes. We've made it through one and a half. Maybe two.
Yeah.
Ryan Meacham, Director of Marketing here with Cornerstone Wealth Management. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. And also, on the phone, Tiffany Hazelar with Dedicated Credit Repair. She's here to talk about how to differentiate from a scammy credit repair company to a legitimate one. Tiffany, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me. I have five main and real quick things to look for. First and foremost is that all legitimate credit restoration companies have to be registered with the Department of Justice. And that registration is required to be renewed every single year. So if you're working with a credit repair company or interviewing credit repair companies, they should very easily be able to provide proof that the Secretary of State has approved their registration. The second thing I tell consumers is that a legitimate credit repair company should have lenders, real estate agents, and clients that they have absolutely a before and after credit report to show the results. So proof is in the pudding, so to speak. And those results need to be able to have been done fairly recently. We've seen other credit repair companies who have maybe gotten a foreclosure removed in 2008 or 2010, or they've done something, but they have it in their book of referrals to kind of go through their testimonials. All testimonials should be recent, and they should be able to provide phone numbers and contact information of people willing to share their experience. And then last two is that any credit repair company that is disguising their fees, in other words, if there are some people that, because they aren't able to get registered with the Department of Justice, the law requires that you charge in arrears for services rendered. So what people will do is open up a credit repair company and call it education with free credit repair. So that's their way of getting around the charging of fees retroactively. So always make sure that credit repair is credit repair and it's clearly defined in their contract. And then last but not least, making sure that there are no illegal guarantees. Sometimes you'll drive by signs on the freeway that are handwritten, which is a good telltale sign, but they'll say 90 points in 13 minutes guaranteed, call this number. That is absolutely illegal. So paying attention to the fee structure, making sure that there are not illegal guarantees occurring, and being able to really check the Department of Justice. to make sure these companies are legitimate.
That's some really good advice, Tiffany. That's Tiffany Hazelar, Dedicated Credit Repair. That's DCRUSA.com. Tiffany, we're still giving away free enrollment in DCR's Easy Pay Credit Repair System to our callers, correct?
Absolutely.
That's the number, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. Tiffany Hazelard offering free enrollment in Dedicated Credit Repair's Easy Pay System. Tiffany, thanks a lot. Talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Steve, number one and a half. Number two, I show here backup beneficiaries.
Yeah, well, you know, you name someone as your beneficiary. They pass away before you do, even if it's 5 seconds or a minute before you do, everything gets thrown into your estate. And your estate can be, you know, if you don't have a trust set up, or your estate goes into probate, or you don't have a will, it goes into probate. So your estate, your cars, your auto, your house, all your belongings, your jewelry is your estate. So, and then it goes right back there. If you don't have a beneficiary name, since that one passed away, it's going to be taxed by the government. So if you name a couple of backup beneficiaries, the chance of that happening are slim and none.
Well, not only is it going to be taxed by the government, I mean, on previous shows we've talked about how not actually having an estate set up could be a disaster.
Yes.
Because if your property, if your valuables go into probate, it could be months, 6 months or more, before you're actually reviewed by the judge, and someone's got to make those mortgage payments. Right.
Someone's
got to keep that estate running.
Well, someone, you do a will and you do a spillover will, I mean, you know, then you don't have to worry about anything that's anything you buy, adding that to it, because it just that part of the will just means anything you purchase just falls right over into your estate. So, and you can kind of and avoids the probate.
So I think another good reason to do a policy review is to make sure your beneficiaries are dialed in the appropriate way, or to make sure there are more than one.
Absolutely.
In valuables, going back to the estate, valuables also include your kids, and I think a lot of people don't often think about that. So, talking about sending up these estates is often a really good idea, and just making sure everything goes to the proper spot.
Well, it's a tough thing for a lot of people to talk about, because you're talking about death, you know.
Yeah, nobody likes talking about
that. But you know, and one of the things that we do at Fade is we help set up estate plans. We don't draft documents. We send that off to their estate lawyer, but we set up everything, all the structure of their estate, and make sure the insurance is structured properly inside the estate, in the trust, to make sure it passes on, and the parents or whatever family can kind of rule from the grave and determine how the money is going to be spread amongst their children. And it's very, very impactful when it's handled properly.
We're on with Steve Finley, going over his top 10 insurance mistakes. His website, stevefinley.com, stevefinley.com, and the helpline, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593, should you have any questions. But they are all on his website. Mistake number three, I guess, really gets to checking it every 3 years. We talked about that profusely.
Yes.
Profusely, and I would imagine, as I mentioned before, very few people do that, but it's something you should do, and you offer it for free.
Yes.
Well, one of the things you touched on earlier was that you had a client that had an $8 million policy, and you had done this free review. So
yes.
How did that play out?
Well, you know, we were just looking at the whole estate and reviewed all the policies that he had, and one of the areas when you review it is, can you better that policy? And we were able to find him $11 million worth of coverage for exactly the same premium he was paying for the $8 million. And like I said, insurance, the insurance contracts change, the insurance policies that the insurance companies put to the market every year are going to change. And we review all those, we crunch all the numbers. I mean, we have guys with 20 years of investment banking experience that are now in insurance. They're math whizzes, and they dissect all these policies that are put to the market, and we take advantage of those in whatever niche it be, whether it be second to die policies, whole life policies, index policies, and we take advantage of maybe some actuarial mistakes that the insurance companies make, and it's all about math, and we make it work for our clients.
Well, what's interesting about that is that I would assume the client you were speaking of, where you took him from an $8 million policy to an $11 million policy with the exact same premium payment, was, you know, he had gotten that policy years before and was older. Therefore, I would think normally when someone's, you know, closer to, say, the payout period for that policy, it would be a higher premium. So you kept the same premium and increased the actual payout. That's pretty amazing.
We've done that quite often with a lot of policies, even some larger ones, a $30 million policy, that a second at eye policy, that went from paying $180,000 a year down to paying $90,000, and that was just doing a very creative premium finance with Northern Trust, one of their clients.
Well,
and
they cut it in half.
Yes.
Well, see, one of the things that I've grown to like about Steve is the fact that I can really tell that he enjoys what he's doing. I mean, he enjoys the fact that he can review a policy and actually save people money. And so that's one of the things I find that sets you apart, as well as some of these things that your company's doing differently. And that's why, really, you know, Cornerstone's partner with you, because obviously you have people that need policies that are huge, right? But, you know, in addition to that, doing business with Steve Finley, we talked a little bit about this, you're willing to give away the next three policies that you write, three signed baseballs, isn't that
sure,
right?
You had a great idea, and I'm going to follow suit with
it. I want one. I got a son. Why not?
Absolutely.
That's a great idea.
That's a piece of cake.
Yeah,
piece
get your cake. Baseball, right? Why not?
StepheFinley.com is the website. Go there. Find out what everything is going on. Get inquired through the website, right, Steve?
Absolutely.
Good. We touched a little bit about this in the break. For the client, we have an escrow here. And about the personal coverage inadequate for your family's financial security goals. I think you were saying that they were well underinsured.
Yes. Yeah, you know, and it's, like I said, people's lives change. Sometimes they change quickly. Sometimes they change slowly. And if you're not staying on top of your insurance, your estate could be subject to tax. I mean, everyone's estate is going to be subject to the 55% tax, depending on how much you're able to tuck away in a trust. But if you're not insured properly, you could be chaining a chunk of that to the government. So we try to structure the insurance. I mean, it basically becomes an asset. It can become an asset class in your whole estate. So having it structured properly and having enough is super important. Having it reviewed to make sure everything is structured properly is super important. If we can save you money when we review it, it's great. But just knowing that you have the proper insurance that is set up properly for your estate, and you know that if something were to happen to you, your family will be held taken care of just fine.
Now, you mentioned in there insurance as an asset.
Yes.
And a way of obtaining additional money. And you've talked about a little bit about that off the air. Go into that a little bit.
Well, part of my passion in this arena is on the other half of AFEDA, we are a family office, but we don't manage money. Which is why we work very well with Cornerstone. They manage clients' money. So we make sure that their insurance is set up. We make sure their estate planning, their trusts, and we work with a lot of athletes. And we're able to use life insurance as a retirement tool for high net worth individuals and athletes. And a lot of people don't know, the internal buildup of cash inside of an insurance policy, inside of permanent insurance, is tax-free. You can take policy loans down the road when cash value has built up in there. You can take policy loans without paying taxes on that money. So, and then that money will either you can pay it back to the policy, or it gets taken out of the death benefit at the end of the day. So, in essence, you're getting a tax-free income coming out of your life insurance policy for a good period of time. We have some policies set up for a couple of NFL quarterbacks that they're going to be pulling out upwards of $200,000 a year 15 years after they retire.
We're on with Steve Finley. His website, stevefinley.com. Again, stevefinley.com. The helpline, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. That's pretty amazing. I don't think most people consider life insurance as a wealth generating vehicle. And it sounds like you have something that does that.
Yeah. Well, life insurance can be for your dependents after you die, or it can be used while you're still alive. And that is the beauty of life insurance.
When we come back, more with Steve Finley and the top 10 life insurance mistakes made. Also, Ryan Meacham is going to get into some of these, well, you've called them offbeat, let's say just out of the ordinary, non-mainstream investments that Cornerstone has access to, all ahead of us when we come back.
Hey, Mr. Credit here. I'm very excited to be sharing all of my credit scoring secrets with you on Thursday, April 18th in UTC. I will let it all hang out there and tell you everything the credit bureaus and the banks do not want you to know. If you'd like to attend, we only have 80 seats total, so RSVP right away. Send a text message to 844-44 with the word RSVP in the message. So text the word RSVP. VP to 84444 right away, and I'll see you there. According to the Government Accountability Office, over 70% of people have errors on their credit report. And let me tell you, these errors are not helping your credit score. They are hurting it. Hi, Mr. Credit here. Look, the fact is, credit repair can work, but it's just too expensive for most people to be able to afford it. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a nonprofit company that has a flat-fee credit repair system for only $4.99 per person. If you or anyone you know wants to improve their credit, just call the Credit Repair Helpline and speak with an expert for free today. 800-525-1349. That's 1-800-525-1349. Don't let the banksters and credit bureaus win the battle of destroying your credit so they can make a profit. Fight back today. Call 1-800-525-1349. That's 1-800-525-1349. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is, you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com, or text the word audit to 84444.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture. And you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
As an Orkin man, I carry a moisture meter. It's not a slick Wi-Fi-enabled touchscreen supercomputer, but it can tell me where termites are most likely to settle down and raise a family of a few hundred thousand. It's just one of the tools I use to create a customized plan for any home. No kids ever ask for a moisture meter for his birthday, but you'll be glad when I show up with mine. Orkin, pest control down to a science. For a free inspection, visit OrkinMan.com.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. The Los Angeles Lakers didn't begin this season with the playoffs as their goal. They didn't sign Steve Nash and trade for Dwight Howard so they could finish seventh in the Western Conference. But that's what they did on Wednesday night, and there's little doubting that everyone in Lakerland is thrilled that the team will be playing when the playoffs begin this weekend. In all likelihood, they won't be around for long. With Kobe Bryant out with the Achilles injury he suffered last Friday, the Lakers managed to win their last two games to not only hang on to the eighth place spot, but catch the Houston Rockets for seventh. That means they get to play the San Antonio Spurs in the first round. With Bryant, the Lakers could be dangerous. Without him, they might extend the series to six games. Bryant has vowed to return next season at 35. No doubt he will. What kind of team he'll rejoin is still an open question. I'm John Feinstein.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. And now Quicken Loans has made getting HARPed even easier with our amazing Get HARP tool right on our homepage. Log on to quickenloans.com and click on the Get HARP tool. Simply give us some basic information and how you'd like us to contact you via phone or email, and we'll let you know if you're eligible for HARP within 1 hour. Listen closely. If your current home loan is higher than 3.99%, or if your home has lost value and you're underwater, we may be able to help you get HARPed and start saving with a lower rate. Log on to quickenloans.com today and click on the Get HARP tool and find out if you're eligible. The Quicken Loans Get HARP tool. It's one more way we're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Oh. We have to have you sign the wall.
Here we go. Welcome back to AM 1700, the Real Estate Radio Hour, with your host,
Ryan White,
and myself, David McKelvin. We are on the line with Ryan Meacham with Cornerstone Investments, Wealth Management, right?
Yep.
Super rich. You guys are working with the super rich, but you might just be able to invest with you guys based on pooling everything together. And Steve Finley with Alpheda, right?
Alpheda, yes.
Yeah, excellent. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you.
We were talking to Steve about the top 10 insurance mistakes, and we thought it may be wise to just step back for a second and discuss some life and term, you know, what those differences are. And David mentioning the break there that you got your life insurance many years ago. You don't remember who your life insurance guy was.
Yeah, I mean, my policy may be low. I think I was kidding around with my wife the other day. I'm a $1 million man, right? And I had to take some tests and stuff like that in order to get that policy. But at the same time, I have no idea who wrote the policy. I don't know who the guy was that I did business with. But what I think, even for bragging rights, I'd like to have my policy written by Steve Finley.
Why not?
That'd be pretty cool.
Why not? I'm on board with it.
I mean, I expect my insurance guy to know what he's doing.
Well, you think that's not even – that's half the problem. I mean, if you think about it, you don't know who wrote it, so you don't know who to go back to and have review it.
I expect the policy to be, you know, good.
So I mean, God forbid this happened, but you pass away.
It's going to happen.
I don't know. You
hopefully
may be
not
a vampire
today.
I'm still not your beneficiary on there. You know, we didn't meet too long ago, so as soon as you put me on there, then it's permittable, I guess. Steve can help you with that. But more than that, on a serious note, your wife probably doesn't know who to call if you don't know who wrote it. So I mean, that's
it is true. I mean, we get the policy and then we kind of forget about the whole thing. You know, we expect that, you know, when something happens to me, that we've made that payment. Right, because I'm always a little bit concerned about if we're not on auto payment with the insurance policy, and it happens to be that that's the time when we're lagging. I don't know in payment, but at the same time, we always wonder, is it still in place? You know, and that's really where that free consultation, that review, comes into play. Especially when, you know, like you said, you obviously you're not promising anything, but you took that guy from an $8 million policy with the exact same premium to an $11 million policy. Hey, I'm down with that.
Yeah, and you know what? It might not happen in every case, but I tell you what, it happens in a lot where we can end up doing better or just getting a newer insurance contract that's more set up for now and the wording is proper in it. And typically insurance is kind of a buy and forget about it. You don't have to pay taxes on it. You keep paying your premium, and it is kind of a buy and forget about it as far as the money growing inside. But
until you really, really need it.
Yes, until you really, really need it. And you know, everyone should have insurance. If you're young, you should have term insurance. Term insurance is going to build up no cash value. It's just for a term, usually 5 years, 10 years, or you can do it 1 year at a time. And when that 10 years is up, you've like rented a policy. Mm-hmm. You know, permanent policies, more you own the policy, you keep paying the premiums, you're going to build up a cash value inside of it, and it's going to grow at whatever interest rate. We like to use index products because it doesn't go below zero, and it's usually capped off at 13%, and it's great way to let your money earn run grow tax-free.
Well, one of the things you touched on, you know, creates a question for me, and that is that I assumed that by getting a term policy at a young age, that that payment was locked in. So if I continue to pay that my whole life, you know, that's going to be the same premium I'm going to pay when I'm 86 years old, theoretically. Is that not true?
Well, you know, look, like I said, term policies have a limit. You know, usually 10 years. 10 years is what most – I think you can even get 20 years maybe. I haven't really researched term policies a lot because we don't do a ton of term. Most of our term that we have done has just been 10 years, you know, for doctors doing their buy-sell agreements in their companies. But if you really want to set up, you know, for the long term, and I would suggest for people to set up life insurance policies for their children when they're born. If you put $1,000 a year or $2,000 a year for your child in an insurance policy from the day they're born till they're 18 years old, and then you just let it ride, it could be worth a couple $1,000,000 by the time they're retired, $2 or $3 million by the time they're ready to retire, you know, at age 50-something. What a great retirement present.
Mm-hmm. We're on with former San Diego Padre Steve Finley talking about insurance. His website, stevefinley.com. That's the website, stevefinley.com. Now, Steve, you had mentioned a little bit that AFEDA, during these reviews, has the ability to take advantage of some actuarial miscalculations and place the policies in the areas that perhaps have the best benefit for the client. Seems like that's a big advantage to getting my policy reviewed.
Well, you know, typically insurance agents aren't in the financial world. It's two separate worlds. And not very many people in the financial world are in the insurance business. But when you can marry those two together, it's a really dangerous mixture in a good way. For the client. Because now you have someone who's been in the with AFEDA, they have been in investment bankers, they understand the financial world, they understand numbers, they understand interest rates, they understand how to structure contracts, look at insurance companies' policies, and take advantage of those for our clients. And it's all about math.
And we're starting to see that more and more. This seems to be a trend, especially with the independent financial advisors, like you had mentioned you are. And, you know, they have this family-oriented meetup where they get together with a round table and they've got the insurance salesperson, right, the professional in this case, the financial planner, you've got your attorney, you've got your real estate professional, and what they do is they look at the whole estate and they really make a game plan to really, really benefit the family, not just make a sale.
And that is so important, absolutely so important.
And so what's happening with these guys that are overseeing and really doing good for people, they're referring business to each other. So they don't have to, like, be, you know, uber after that one deal and one and done. You know, it's more of that real whole financial planning. They actually, in some cases, call it the holistic financial planning approach.
Sure, and what you're looking for in those kind of situations is essentially everybody sitting on the same side of the client. So you know when you pay your attorney or you pay your CPA, you know you're going to get sage advice, because at the end of the day, they don't care what you do. They're collecting a fee. You go up, you go down, you go left, you go right. Their fee's the same. So they're going to give you sage advice as to what you should do. So when you get all those people in the same room together, all these people truly should have your best interest at heart. And if they don't, they'll have a discussion about it and come to some sort of resolution about it.
That makes a lot of sense. I can see a lot of value in getting all the professionals in one room, so to speak, to make sure nobody's, I don't mean to say stepping on each other's toes, but so that the attorney knows exactly what's going on with life insurance policy versus the financial planner. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Well, it does, especially when you get to high net worth individuals. I mean, there's a lot of transactions going on all ends, be it real estate, cars, their lawyer, what the money they're spending on lawyers. And that's one of the things we really liked about Cornerstone is they do that. We do that on our end. And we all operate in the best interest of our client. And if you're doing that, everybody's held accountable, and it makes everybody 100% transparent on their fees, on their, you know, what you're paying your lawyer, what you're paying your CPA, how much money is your financial advisor making you actually minus their fees. So when you make everything 100% transparent, the client feels more comfortable, and it just makes the whole process be a lot smoother.
We're on with former San Diego Padre Steve Finley, talking. He's director of Advanced Marcus with Afeda Insurance. And when we come back, we're finally going to get to some of those offbeat investments that Cornerstone has in store for us, all about when we come back.
XAPA News at the Simples are in the Fitaki.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700. Catch me weekdays at 7 a.m. ESPN Radio 1700.
Hi, Mr. Credit here. I can't tell you how excited I am to have Bruce McPherson with Security One Lending as a regular guest on the show and my go-to guy for reverse mortgages. Listen, if you're 62 years or older and you own a home, whether you have a mortgage or not, chances are you can benefit from one of today's HECM reverse mortgage options. Just call Bruce McPherson at 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. You can just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Over the past 9 years, Bruce has really earned his reputation as an honest, ethical reverse mortgage advisor, and he is someone I genuinely trust, and you can too. Don't let old myths about reverse mortgages keep you from calling to get the facts. Today's government-insured HECM reverse mortgages are incredibly flexible, whether you need money now or just want to be prepared for the future. Call your local expert, Bruce McPherson, today and get all the answers you need for free. 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174, or just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Have you been selected for an audit by the IRS? Do you owe the IRS money and want to find a way to settle your account as quickly and easily as possible? Hi, Mr. Credit here. Listen, I had the IRS come knocking on my door over $600, which I didn't even owe them, as it turns out. I know how scary this stuff can be. The good news is I know exactly what to do. My tax attorney, Jeffrey Kahn, is board certified and works only on tax-related issues. He understands how the IRS works and how to make the most of each situation. And get this, mention Mr. Credit when you call and get a free consultation and a tax resolution plan, $500 value, absolutely free. Call Jeffrey Kahn today at 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829 today and get these tax issues behind you as quickly as possible. 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Clean away dirt and grime and bring out your vehicle shine with super savings on O'Reilly Car Wash. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a gallon bottle of O'Reilly Car Wash for $3.99. Clean, shine, and protect your vehicle with O'Reilly Car Wash on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wendy's presents The Millionaire.
Pardon me, miss, what is that sandwich?
Oh, my grilled chicken flatbread?
Simply top shelf.
Yeah, Asiago cheese, warm flatbread.
I'll give you $100. I can call my lawyer now.
Oh, actually, it's from Wendy's.
Wendy's, so no legal fees. Bully.
Introducing new flatbread grilled chicken sandwiches from Wendy's. Warm, multigrain flatbread in delicious flavors like Asiago ranch and smoky honey mustard.
Mmm, superb.
Now that's better.
And participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
Welcome back to ESPN 1700 with your host,
Ryan White,
and myself, David McKelvin. We are on the line with Steve Finley with Afeda Insurance Company. And, you know, also, Ryan Meacham with Cornerstone Wealth Management, the investments that people aren't necessarily always able to get in touch with, you guys are on the cutting edge of that. And so we talked before we broke about the fact that there's this roundtable trend happening where everybody is getting together and they're really advising their clients the right way so that, you know, that whole family office idea. And has there ever been a time, Ryan, when you referred somebody and it may not have gone – I mean, the professional you referred to didn't do his job right?
Oh, sure. I've been on both sides of that transaction.
Right. You know? Right. I mean, so with this roundtable, what happens is the professionals are accountable to each other, because if you keep messing it up, you're out, right? And so there's, in a sense, an insurance policy that you're going to get the right advice from people that actually are genuinely concerned in two ways – taking care of the individual – as well as their reputation with the other professionals at the table that are going to continue to refer business to them if they do it right.
Sure.
So, you know, Cornerstone, Ryan Meacham, you guys are in touch with the investments, the cutting edge investments. And I mean, I got to tell you, right now, real estate is exploding, right?
I agree.
There is so much going on. We're 13% year over year, and now we're running into appraisal issues because the market is burping. It's tripping on itself right now because of the fact that 3-4 months ago, properties were $50,000 less than they are today. And a lot of the comparables that are out there aren't justifying these over-asking prices that are showing up. So it's really, really frustrating in a lot of cases. So this is a good example of different investments at different times are going to perform better than others. So what is Cornerstone doing right now? Can you talk about investments that you're working on?
Sure. You know, it comes down to basically try to be on both sides of that transaction. You know, like I said earlier, in any given market, someone's making money and somebody's losing money. We've been a huge fan of real estate now for a couple years. We've been over-leveraged in real estate from buying vacant lots to apartment complexes, office buildings, you kind of name it. We have some sort of play in it. Now, as the market's so hot, maybe the conversation at some point, maybe not anytime soon, but at some point it comes to, hey, should we start carving off some of our winnings in finding out where the loser has been in the past couple of years and buying into some weakness. So, you know, really what our whole approach is, we try to do these private exclusive investments. If you're at a major wirehouse, you're not going to see these kind of investments. One of the ones we just took a look at was, there's a group out of Seattle, they're buying up golf courses. They're going to buy 10 to 12 golf courses this year. And in I didn't know this is news to me, but in the past, I guess, 5 years, the two largest financiers for golf courses has pulled out of the market. So now golf courses
golfing's taking a beating, right? I mean, I talked to some of the guys, and they're talking about maybe 100 starts, you know, and they need like 250 starts just to break even.
Yeah, yeah, and a lot of these companies, and we've all seen this. There's been these, you know, home builders that have gone in and built these master plan communities. They got a great golf course designer to come in and put this golf course in, built an outrageous clubhouse.
All costs a lot of money.
It all costs a ton of money, and they don't know how to run a golf course. They're doing it to sell houses. So this company's kind of come in and. They came to us and say, hey, we want money to invest into this. And then they come into these golf courses and say, we'll buy it. We know how to manage this. We know exactly what we're doing. No one else is going to be able to buy it because they can't get funding unless mm-hmm. they're doing it the way we're doing it, which is pretty unusual. So we're seeing kind of deals like that. So
are you saying that your investments are a little riskier?
No, not necessarily riskier. We definitely have risky investments like other people do, but we do stocks and bonds and mutual funds as well. But we always ask people to define what is risk. You know, define what risk is to you. When someone says they're conservative, define what that means to me. UBS just released a statement saying that they now view, I'm pretty sure it was UBS, they now view bonds as a higher risk investment. Bonds. I mean, when do we see that coming down the pipe? So it's just a matter of what does the client need? What
bonds?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, aren't they yielding like a really, really bad return right now?
Sure. And if inflation continues, things can continue to get worse for them. So,
I mean, if someone were to look for a $1,000 a month investment, what would they need to do these days? What kind of investment would they have to make to get a $1,000 return on it?
It all depends on what you go into. I mean, it depends on the client. It depends on what they're looking for, what their risk tolerance is. And the frustrating thing, you know, I always get frustrated when I go to the doctor and say, well, you know, how long is it going to be till I get better? And
can you just give me penicillin?
How long is it? Yeah. Is this going to be 2 days
or
3 days?
Right?
And they always give you the same answer. It's always, well, it depends, right? You know, everyone's different. So the investment world is really no different. Every answer to every investment is kind of, it depends. You know, so really, what's your risk tolerance? What do you want your returns to be? And
Ryan, what is multifamily office? When you guys say you're a multifamily office, what does that mean? Is that different from just a regular investment firm? I mean, I don't want to quote names here, but I mean, I could think of a handful of them that are brand names out there that I've invested with before that have put me in trust that I have no idea where they came from.
Sure. Yeah, multifamily office, if you think about way back when and we kind of talked about this earlier about having that team, your advisors, your team of advisors. So if you think about couple years back when the Kennedys and the Vanderbilts were running around, they had what was called a family office. They had so much money, they would just go in and they would hire attorneys, and they'd have a staff of 100 people of advisors, and they were going out and investing into whatever they needed to invest
in. You put an army together to defend the wealth you've accumulated, exactly. Or go get more of it.
Exactly, and that's expensive. So what we try to do is we try to do that for the quote-unquote poor man, somebody who has less than $100 million. So, you know, if you
nice of you.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. So if you got $500,000 and that's your investment portfolio, you can achieve that same sort of thing, the same sort of concept and idea through kind of our approach. So, you know, a couple of the other investments we talked about, Steve and I did something a while back where we went out to you may have seen these guys down at Solana Beach. They have an elliptical. You know what an elliptical is? You know, you get out there. Ryan probably does it every morning. And
totally, yeah.
I mean, he's like you're on a stair climber that makes you go straight.
Right. So these guys decide they're going to turn an elliptical into a bicycle, essentially. So it's you can ride them down. You may have seen them down in Solana Beach. They're based out of Solana Beach.
I have seen that.
Yeah, they came to us for some funding, and we decided we liked the investment. So they called us out and said, you want to come out on a ride? And this is about a year ago.
Yeah.
So I called Steve and said, hey, let's go for a ride with these guys. And Steve's in great shape. I mean, I don't have to tell you guys that. He's in good shape. And I'm in pretty good shape myself. So I get out there, and these guys take us. And I don't know if anybody knew this, but Solana Beach has got a lot of hills. I didn't think it was that
we're
hilly.
All over Solana Beach, man. I probably even know the hills you're talking about.
I just thought we were going to zoom around the parking lot for a couple minutes, check it out. And they're like, let's go, guys. They took off, maybe down the street. No. Yeah. A mile this way, a mile that way. Yeah. Before you know it, yeah. Ryan and I are dragging the rear, sweating bullets everywhere.
Yeah.
We may have walked a little bit on the
uphill. Yes, the last hill I was done.
But it's just investments like that. You know, it really the idea is that when it doesn't really matter what the economy does. I mean, I'm a strong believer that you can give me any year in American history, someone's losing money and someone's making money. So if you can be on either side of that transaction,
absolutely. You know, and we've been on the cutting edge of real estate for years, and what. You know, with the front lines of the things that have been going on out there, we literally have seen people that have been over leveraged. We've seen people do things like buy multiple properties in the same month, knowing that the credit reports are going to be pulled and the banks won't see them. I mean, just crazy things because of the fact that they really bought into the idea that they were going to get rich while the market was going up. And in a lot of cases, the carpet got pulled right out from underneath them, and people were really heavy in real estate, you know. And so I'm a huge fan of being diversified. I mean, thank goodness I listened, right? Because I mean,
sure.
I'm in real estate,
sure.
So I love real estate. I love being able to buy a piece of property and put my shadow on it. I mean, Ryan, you're a huge fan, right?
I'm a big fan of real estate. I'm interested in getting your opinion. What about multifamily?
You know, I'm a fan. I think people are going to continue to. Who knows where the economy's going? I mean, things feel good right now, but I think people are always going to continue to pay their rents. People got to live somewhere. I'm a fan of multifamily, but kind of to David's point is when the market crashed, you had kind of two reactions. One is, holy smokes, I'm completely and totally upside down in this real estate thing. Why did I invest my money here? And then you had people like me, and I'm sure you guys, who are drooling going, holy smokes, the real estate is so cheap right now. Why don't I have access to more capital, access to buy more real estate because everything's on sale?
Absolutely. I mean, I could think of a handful of properties I wish we'd have bought.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, nowadays they're $100,000 easily over what they were sold 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, more than a handful. But I think what's most unique is the access to these investments that the average wirehouse doesn't have. That's really what sets you apart, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. And we get approached by folks because of the size of our company. You know, we manage quite a bit of money, and we get approached often. 90% of the deals we see go in the trash. And the fact that we're independent helps, too. You know, at a major wirehouse, if you're a client over there, your advisor has a boss who has a boss who has a boss who has a boss, and that continues up all the way up the line. And that boss at the very, very top ultimately is answering to shareholders. We have no shareholders to answer to. We answer to our client and only our client. We're registered with the SEC, and that's it. So our clients have no – we have no conflict of interest with our clients.
Well, one of the things you touched on briefly was the fact that you're reviewing investments, right? So someone listening could feasibly think to themselves, hey, I've got an investment. Why don't I get a hold of Cornerstone, present my investment? Is that something you guys would look at because you don't have those?
We get approached quite a bit. So, you know, we'll take a look at it often. But most of the times, like I said, most of them go in the trash because it's easy to find people that are looking for investment money.
Sure. Maybe a little Shark Tank action. Who knows? And, you know, Steve Finley, you know, one of the things I think that really sets you apart is the fact that you're going to review the policy, right, and really make judgments for people based on whether or not you could save them money. Yeah. And if not, you just leave it alone.
Absolutely leave it alone. I mean, and like I said, we operate in the best interest of the client, and if where they're at is where they need to be, that's what'll be given back to them.
And the other thing I think that sets you apart is the fact that who you are opens doors for possibly some of these companies out there. Right? So simply doing business with you could open doors based on the connections that you've had with your past career.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I made a lot of relations when I played, and I'm trying to tap into as many as I can to help them out. You know, and that's the way I kind of look at my business. You're not doing me a favor. I'm trying to do you a favor, you know, and help you out, make sure your policy is where it needs to be. And that's my goal. I always have prided myself on trying to help other people, and I'm going to continue to do that.
Gentlemen, thank you. We were on with Steve Finley. His website, stevefinley.com, Director of Advanced Markets for Afeda Insurance, as well as Ryan Meacham, Director of Marketing for Cornerstone Wealth Management. Their website, cornerstonewm.com, cornerstonewm.com. Gentlemen, thank you both. Until next week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Are you getting the runaround from your bank about your loan modification? Hi, Timmy Two Sides here. If you want help with your loan mod, call my attorney, Andrew Moyer. Andrew is experienced, honest, and he'll shoot you straight about your chances. Plus, you won't pay a dime unless you get a loan mod offer from the bank. 800-682-0555. That's 800-682-0555 today to get honest advice and no charge at all unless you get results. Call 800-682-0555.
If you are considering a short sale or letting your home go to foreclosure, please listen carefully. There are laws in place to protect you and ways that you can get out of a bad real estate situation completely unharmed in almost every single case. But here's the important thing. Time is of the essence. I will help you 100% free on how to handle a short sale or foreclosure on your home while eliminating the damage done to your wallet. But I need you to call as soon as possible so we have all potential options available to you. Okay, this is the key. Call 888-888-0154. It's 888-888-0154, and just leave a message with your contact info and brief synopsis of the situation. That's it. Won't cost you a dime, but could save you a bundle. I don't want you to become one of those horror stories I hear about every day from people who didn't call me until it was too late. I'm doing it for free because it's my job. Let me do my job. Call 888-888-0154 right now for all the information you need to do what's best for you and your family with regard to your real estate. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. According to the Government Accountability Office, over 70% of people have errors on their credit report. And let me tell you, these errors are not helping your credit score. They are hurting it. Hi, Mr. Credit here. Look, the fact is, credit repair can work, but it's just too expensive for most people to be able to afford it. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a nonprofit company that has a flat fee credit repair system for only $4.99 per person. If you or anyone you know wants to improve their credit, just call the Credit Repair Helpline and speak with an expert for free today. 800-525-1349. That's 1-800-525-1349. Don't let the banksters and credit bureaus win the battle of destroying your credit so they can make a profit. Fight back today. Call 1-800-525-1349. That's 1-800-525-1349.
All right, Golic, here's the deal. You're at bat with a full count. Decision time. You need to book a hotel room instantly.
Oh, strike three.
No, not with La Quinta's instant hold feature.
Ball four?
Come on. With LQ Instant Hold, you can instantly hold a hotel room on your smartphone with just your phone number.
No credit card number?
No credit card number and no questions asked.
Well, that sounds like a walk-off home run.
Now you're talking.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700. Catch me weekdays at 7 a.m. ESPN Radio 1700.